This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Happy holidays. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. My guest today is Ron Penn, director of the John Jacob Niles Center for American Music here at the University of Kentucky. And for those who do not know, John Jacob Niles was a famous composer, singer, and collector of traditional ballads. Some of his most familiar works include I Wonder As I Wander, Black Is the Color of My True Love's Hair, and Go Away From My Window. In the 1920s and 30s, Niles could often be heard on the radio, and that aspect of his career is what we'll be talking about today. Ron, I've brought you into the studio today to talk about a 1938 recording of the Kentucky Nativity Play, which was performed here at the University of Kentucky in this very building, as a matter of fact, and was broadcast over WHAS in Louisville. What can you tell us about it?
It was an annual event that everybody really looked forward to. And John Jacob Niles at this point is really as national a figure as Harlan Sanders, Colonel Sanders. And so when you think of Kentucky, it was those two names and their presence. They were on, you know, covers of Life magazine and National Geographic. So he's really the face of Kentucky in many ways at this point, very well known nationally and even internationally. So the Nativity play was one of those holiday traditions that people really looked forward to.
How did you get the transcription discs in your possession?
The Niles family gave everything to the University of Kentucky, and those discs were among them. They were things that I took out of the house almost at the end that were in the basement, not cared for very well. There was an old doctoral robe from, I think, the University of Cincinnati, and it was molding away on a hanger, and then these discs in a box that I had no way of listening to because they're so large, and I had no idea what the speed of them was. I took them to the station here at WUKY, and they were so kind to clean them up and put them on the air.
It's a scratchy record, almost 75 years old, so I guess we probably should throw that caveat out to our listeners that it's not going to be the top-notch recording quality, but it serves as a time capsule nonetheless.
Oh, it's really is the voice of history, and being able to hear it alive is remarkable. I mean, remember, World War II is still out there in the distance. I love the skips and the scratches a little bit. It's part of the sound. It's part of that ambience, and it conjures up the past in a beautiful, magical way.
And now to tell of the Kentucky Nativity Play, may we present John Jacob Niles.
Good afternoon, you all. I am at once greatly honored and greatly humbled at the thought of celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. For 1900 odd years, men and women have sung carols and hosannas to the name of Jesus. In recent years, we have deplored the fact that in some circles, Christmas has taken on the air of a tradesman's holiday. So, in complete humility, may we turn from gift-giving, may we put voiceless hilarity behind us, and may we give ourselves over to song, to holy writ, and to meditation, that Jesus Christ may be honored. We do not ask you to believe as we do, for there are many faiths among us. We ask you, Gentiles, Jews, Catholics of the Roman persuasion, Methodists, Presbyterians, Baptists, yea, verily men of all creeds and faiths, white men and Negroes, we ask you to join us as we deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Johnny Niles wrote the script, and what he would do was weave passages of explaining the songs, the stories behind them, anecdotes of how he collected them, bits of scriptural reading, and then the music itself. And some of it would be just Johnny Niles singing with these instruments, with he called dulcimers. They were loosely patterned after traditional dulcimers that he encountered. So hardly traditional. And he would perform in the studio with those instruments, singing in this voice that once you hear it on the I hope you play a little passage with that soaring electrifying effect of the C-sharp alto, as he described it.
I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus, our Savior, did come for to die. for ordinary people like you and like I wonder, as I wonder out under the sky.
Wise men rode their camels o'er hill and dale, following a star which hung at last over the manger in Bethlehem. Had they been the kind of wise men who looked for fine frocks and beautifully appointed nurseries, they would never have pounded again on the innkeeper's door.
This seems to be the place. Ah, there's a head in front of the upper windows. My daughter! Daughter! Could this be the place? Could this be the end of our quest?
Yes, this is the end, if that is what you mean. And I suppose you are going to ask about the new baby.
There is a baby.
There is a baby, in very truth, and a beautiful baby.
Okay, so for the last few minutes we have played for you the program and what it sounded like. What are your impressions as you hear it?
It's spectacular. It's the ghost in the machine, and it's still alive. It's incredible that we can recover this. Sure, there are scratches, and there's the annoying click as the, you know, it skips every time the transcription disc comes around. For me, I knew some of the scripts. I have yellowed onion skins that have the details of what songs and what the narration is, but that's not the radio program. Hearing it now, it's just as though this were taking place yesterday. It's yes, there are the technical problems, but actually it was a really well-done production. It's obviously somebody with the church bell striking it periodically in the distance, and then the narration with that, you know, well-modulated public radio, almost BBC voice. And then there's Niles himself, garrulous, effortlessly telling stories behind the ballads and then singing. But it's really a vivid audio experience, even with the imperfections of the recording technology. But still, was the 70-some years we've salvaged.
Almost 75.
Almost 75. I'd still rather listen to a bad recording of good music than a good recording of bad music.
Spoken like a true director of the John Jacob Niles Center for American Music, Ron Penn. We want to thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure visiting with you.
We hope you have enjoyed the presentation of this drama of the Nativity of Christ. Your comments will be appreciated. In closing, as our singers and players take their leave, may we extend to you their very best wishes for this most merry and yet most holy of seasons. The Festival of the Nativity of Jesus Christ. Meadow Lowry speaking. The Kentucky Nativity Play came to you as a presentation of WHAS, the Courier Journal and Times, Louisville, Kentucky.